Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It is the baseball trade deadline, arguably the most exciting day of the baseball season, especially the fantasy season, where we've already seen several changes happen. We're going to go through them all and what it means in both reality and fantasy. Bernie Pleskov will join us a little bit later in the show to go over the trade between the Indians and Reds. Gray Albright will join us. We'll go through the fantasy ramifications of everything that's happened and will happen in the last and next 24 hours. Fantasy Sports Today on July 31st starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back in. Gone. Oh, he caught. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
Would you feel safe in saying that Robles will be the guy in the ninth inning for the rest of the season? Is there someone else that we should be looking for in the majors or minors? Because it seems to me that's been a big bright spot for the team this year.
Robles has been terrific. If you consider how he was pushed out of New York, but he's really thrived in this environment. And not just with a new pitching coach, but last year, to me, the biggest factor was Mike Socha with him. I mean, Mike pulled him aside and just said, listen, whatever happened in New York, happened in New York. I want you to come in here and know that you could have been a star pitcher by now. So go out there and find out what you need to do better. Go out there and don't try to throw that first fastball at 98. You know, give me a good 95 well located for strike one and go from there and escalate from there.
Dombrowski's had a really bad run of luck trying to build bullpens. I think they have to get somebody. The Dodgers backed out of talks with Felipe Vasquez. I mean, the price tag would be pretty big on him due to the team control that he still maintains. You know, there's been rumors linked between Diaz and the Red Sox. You really think they have to make a splash for one of those two guys? Those are probably the two top names on the market available. And they do have a logjam at third base. They could give up one of those young studs and probably another ancillary piece to get one of those two closers. So we're going to have to see how that matches up.
We got a busy day ahead of you. It is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Bish here with you for the next 2 hours, talking reality, talking fantasy, of course, talking trades. We got Sean producing the show. You can hit us up here at 844-843-6879. If you're listening live on the FNTSY app, thanks for downloading us and making us your choice for the day. If you're listening on iTunes, well, if you're listening after the show, probably a lot will have happened, making, unfortunately, this edition of the show a little bit irrelevant because we don't know everything that's going to happen. The trade deadline is at 4 o'clock Eastern, and I'll be covering it here in South Florida. As soon as I'm done with the show, I'll be headed over to Marlins Park to cover the Miami side of things. Of course, the Twins are there also. So you could follow me on Twitter, at Craig Mish, for all the latest. If I have any info or breaking news, you can follow me there, hopefully over at FNTSY Radio as well. In addition to that, we got the good, the bad, everything happening in fantasy. We got Gray Albright coming up. He's going to weigh in, and Gray and I will be competing for a couple players in the NL Tout Wars, it looks like, this weekend. A couple of significant changes in the National League format. This is what happens when you play in mono leagues. It's not often that we see a deadline like this, but we're going to head into Sunday for those people who are playing in the NL-only format with your chance to grab Marcus Stroman or Trevor Bauer. Those are really big names and game-changing fantasy-type names, hence why I tell you this for years, is I just will not quit content on baseball until we get to the deadline. Like, I can't do that. I mean, I spent all this time in the exhibition season and then the regular season helping you guys and talking fantasy, and then to be talking about NFL training camp today when there's so much great information in baseball, and decisions could be made that could win you leagues in the next 2 months, especially in the AL and NL format. Franmil Reyes is going over to the AL on Cleveland. I mean, you're telling me that's not a big move. Yasiel Puig goes to the AL. I mean, there's like 10 steals there, 10 home runs. And so, look, it doesn't always happen like this every year. I've seen trade deadlines which don't, with nothing happens and nothing really affects fantasy. But that is why I've always wanted to stick talking baseball through this thing, because you never know what can change. I mean, and look, it would be different at the NFL if they had a trade deadline where significant things happened. I mean, the Amari Cooper deal was probably the biggest fantasy deal that's happened on an NFL field in years. But in baseball, these things happen and things change. And this coming Sunday night, for those of you who are in the season-long format where you have a chance to pick up guys, I mean, I'm going to need more than 5 minutes to do Sunday night. I mean, that's for sure. And I think that those of you who had Puig or had Reyes and you feel super comfortable in your positions, you better take a second look at that. You have Max Scherzer. He's sitting on the injured list. Now you have a chance in an NL-only league to grab Bauer or to grab Stroman. You can't quit on that kind of content. And so I'm all in on this for the remainder of the week. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, on the show and recap everything. Brad Ziegler will be with us. We'll go through every trade and how it affects fantasy and what you should be doing. But the deadline is less than 4 hours away. And so here on this show for the next 2 hours, we'll cover everything that is happening and has happened. Of course, the big one from last night was the three-way trade, Padres, Indians, and Reds. And the fallout from that is the Indians just got two monster bats in their lineup. And Puig and Reyes, that's a game changer for Cleveland. And what? And they gave up a year and a third of Trevor Bauer? I'm not really sure what Cincinnati's doing. Honestly, like it feels like they're doing what they did this past year. They got Bauer for another year. Isn't Bauer the one that said that he's going to go on these one-year deals? He's not going to sign a long-term deal? I hope Cincinnati's able to convince him to stay. Otherwise, this deal does not look good. And they traded their top hitting prospect, Taylor Trammell. Now, Trammell was a guy that they had been shopping previously to the Marlins for JT Realmuto, so maybe they see something in him that they don't like. I'm not really sure. The Padres' point of view, they got a prospect that gave up a player who can't play the outfield in Reyes. Reyes is a great hitter. He's got 27 home runs. He can't play the outfield, though. He needs to be in the American League. So, look, I mean, my initial blush with this is that the Indians win, and now if I'm the Twins, I'm thinking to myself, like, do we have enough? I mean, the Indians basically went into a season with no Lindor, no Jose Ramirez, and no outfield, and they're right behind the Twins. It's amazing how well they have done. So what we're going to do is this. We'll take a quick timeout here on the show, and coming up next, we'll be joined by Gray Albright of Razzball. You're listening to FNTSY. This is Fantasy Sports Today. We got three up, three down coming up next, and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Rain dance!
Make it rain.
The Orioles got a bunch of great pieces. What, you think the Orioles are always going to be in the bottom here? The Toronto Blue Jays? They're not. Like, no. These teams are on the rise.
Royals, the Astros, yes. And the Cubs all won the World Series after losing over 100 games. The Royals were a laughingstock. The Astros, we know what they've done. The Cubs, it works.
Weekdays, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
All right, it's time for a little three up, three down, and we can't wait to get right to it because there's a lot of fantasy ramifications going around. We got trades happening. We got the Raz Bowl, and we bring in Gray Albright to talk about all of it. Gray, thanks for coming on the show once again, and how are you? How is your trade deadline day going so far?
It's going pretty good. I wish MLB would have started games a little later, like after the trade deadline. I mean, that seems like an obvious call. I don't know who's at the helm with the schedule, but the schedule's been bad this year across the board. Anyway, hey, what's going on?
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that little commentary. Yeah, you're right. I would also say this. If you're going to have a baseball trade deadline, it is suboptimal to have 9 games going on at the same time that the deadline is happening, like pulling guys out of the game. Why? You're right. Why are they doing this?
The games are going on during the trade deadline, like the last couple hours of it. There was some teams didn't play on July 4th. I mean, I don't care what anyone says. The MLB schedule this year is off. Like, there's something up that they were not paying attention. They didn't have a calendar in front of them, I think, when they made the schedule. Anyway, what's going on?
It's kind of like how they hired me here. They didn't know what they were doing. All right, so let's do it. Knock it out. Three up, three down. We'll start last night. I will start with, of course, the fight between the Pirates and Reds. It's very rare that you have a brawl in baseball. But, Gray, we actually saw some real fighting yesterday. So I'm going to say that was an up. It was exciting to watch. But there was parts of that was down, too, which I'll get to. But I'll start there. How about you?
Oh, man. The fight. Can we just talk about the fight for, like, a brief moment? Oh, my God, man. It was so awesome. Like, Amir Garrett, who I call Mr. Garrett after the famed Facts of Life headmistress. Right. Mr. Garrett, who charges the bench, dude? He goes, you can basically see him say to the pitching coach, because David Bell had already been ejected by this point. And David Bell, by the way, if you're saying that David Bell, like the guy, the manager, the helm of the Reds, is not leading the ship with the Reds, I mean, he gets ejected like 3 times a week, and he is always fired up. And there's a reason why the Reds are always in benches clearing brawls. So Amir Garrett decides, he says to the pitching coach, yeah, you can take me out, but I'm still starting a right? fight. He ran from the mound to the Pirates dugout. He was like, come on, let's get it on, because this is not, I am not leaving the field before I fight someone. I mean, I love it. I think anytime emotion can be shown in baseball, I'm all for it. I'm for the bat flips. I'm for the lamping around the bases. I'm for the fights when, I don't want anyone to get hurt, obviously. Of course, but, yeah. I mean, it's just like showing emotion is just great for the game. So I'm all for it. And my first one up was going to be Yasiel Puig, who not only got into a fight, I mean, he does literally after every home run, he jogs around the bases and he's like, okay, we're going to be fighting Yasiel Puig at some point in this game. Like, he is the Ty Domi of whatever team he's on. Like, he is the brawler off the, he's just like, okay, who do you want taken out? Send Puig after him. So Puig got traded to the Indians, and I love it for the Indians. I think it's going to be, he's the kind of guy, like, he was, because I play fantasy and I own everyone, I don't really have favorite teams, but I was really sad to see Puig leave the Dodgers, because I know what kind of spark plug he is, and now that he's going to be on the Indians, and their new revamped lineup with Franmil Reyes, and Oscar Mercado has just been off the chain, and Lindor, who they got back, Jose Ramirez is finally doing what we thought he could do. I'm a big fan of the new lineup over in Cleveland. I think everyone gets a boost for fantasy value, and Yasiel Puig, definitely. He could be a top 20 outfielder easily for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I agree. The key with Cleveland is obviously for this whole trade to make sense, Kluber's got to come back and be Kluber, and that's the key, because you can't trade Bauer and basically lose him. And obviously Carrasco's had the issues with his health, but you're right. And I think that, the Indians may just, at this point, Gray, give this one last ride, you know? I mean, they're going to probably lose guys eventually. Lindor will be a free agent in a couple of years. Kluber's getting older, and they're having some issues with the pitching staff. But you're right. I love the trade for the Indians. I don't think there's any doubt. The other trade that I liked yesterday, well, Chris Martin goes to Atlanta. I think the Braves still have to make another move, Gray, or two. I still don't see, you know, you close your eyes and dream, and do you see the Braves in the National League Championship Series against the Dodgers with a 4-3 lead throwing Luke Jackson or Chris Martin to the mound in the ninth? I don't see that. I think they have another deal in them, but I did like the deal they made yesterday, so that's my second one.
Well, the thing I think with the Braves, and if, you know, you're talking real IRL playoffs, if you have Gausman or Teron able to come out of the bullpen in a short series, then I think it could change the complexity of the Braves bullpen. But right now, I do agree with you that Jackson, Martin, and Newcomb, as it presently sits, is not the greatest bullpen. They're like, A.J. Minter's good, but he hasn't been good this year. Leave it to Blevins is pretty much garbage. Sabaka is a character on the wire. So it's just like, it's not the best of bullpen. So I tend to agree with you. Chris Martin, Coldplay, has, he definitely helps. I think he could even see some saves in Atlanta, because ooh, Luke Jackson's been super iffy. I own Martin right now in a couple shallower mixed leagues, and I would hold on to him if you need saves. I think, you know, Jackson yesterday gave up 3 runs in 1 inning, and Martin has some back issues, so it's hard to say exactly how it's going to break out. And like you said, they could even trade for another reliever after we talk about it. So, we'll see on that. My number two was going to be Franmil. I mentioned him briefly with the last up when I said about Puig. But Franmil Reyes, in essentially a third to fourth outfielder job, he has 27 homers in 354 plate appearances, and he's hitting .255. I think people tend to think of Franmil as a guy who is a straight power guy, like a 225 hitter who hits just occasional homers. But Framil actually has a pretty decent strikeout rate. It's 26.3%. And he has, you know, and he's doing basically what you were hoping you would have got from Chris Davis in the best case scenario, because Framil is hitting 255. As everyone knows out there who's listening, Chris Davis is a 247 hitter every single year.
Every year.
And this year he's barely even hitting homers, even though he did homer yesterday. So, you know, maybe that's a sign of good things to come for Davis, but he's been terrible. Anyway, Framil is a solid number 2 to 3 fantasy outfielder in mixed leagues, and I think he's probably discounted because people don't know him as much in you know, some of the shallower leagues.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Also, what will happen now that, I mean, Framil, according to all the data, is a below average outfielder, and assume worry about that anymore and be a full-time DH in Cleveland, not just this year, but imagine 2020 and him filling that Edwin Encarnacion role. It could be a big, big hit for Cleveland. So here's what we're going to do. We'll take a quick timeout here, and what I'm going to do, and Gray will do, we'll talk about the players that are available in these AL-only and NL-only leagues right now, and maybe which ones we're going to target, maybe some other players who are sitting out there that we're looking to see if they will move. We'll play a little game coming up of who won the three-way trade. When we do You Make the Call, we got Bertie Pleskov coming up in the second hour of the show. I talked to Mitch Garver for a while yesterday at Marlins Park about what's made him so successful and how the Twins have really become a juggernaut in terms of offense. So all that and more as we roll on next. It is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish along with Gray Albright of Razzball will also hit on the Razz Bowl in fantasy football next as well. So don't go away.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car car repair? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you. We're here till 2 o'clock. Trade deadline's at 4 o'clock Eastern. Gray Albright's with us, and his trade deadline is at 1 o'clock Eastern. So he'll be watching and keeping an eye on what's going on. All right, so let's kind of prioritize the players in fantasy that are out there right now. For mixed leagues, there's really hasn't been anything crazy yet. I guess, a new closer in Miami. You mentioned Martin getting some saves in Atlanta, but again, by the time 4 o'clock comes, Greg, that could change. So I guess for now, we're looking at, from a season-long perspective, the AL and NL moves. The AL moves are pretty simple at this point. You just named the two players. If you have a shot at either Puig or Franmil, you pick one, I guess, based on home runs or steals. I'm not sure. And then you have your choice in the NL coming this week, Gray, with, at the very least, two pitchers in Stroman and Trevor Bauer. So let's walk some people through that, how you're figuring into that in the equation, AL and NL.
But you mentioned briefly, I know you're a Marlins guy, and you mentioned briefly the Marlins bullpen. So for my own greedy information, who is the closer? Is it Garcia? It's so confusing.
I think that Anderson will get the most opportunities, but I would say that, for example, when I'll give you an example. In a week and a half from now, the Dodgers go to Miami. And they got Bellinger, right? They got all these lefties. Jock Peterson, whatever. I could see the Marlins using a lefty in the ninth inning when lefties are there. But for the most part, and you know this from Don Mattingly in the past, Gray, Don Mattingly just has trouble using different guys, man. Like, he just loves his closer, you know? Like, he always just goes to the same dude in the ninth inning. So I think Anderson is the guy, unless he gets traded today.
Yeah, no, I agree. I thought so too. It's just his usage in the game on Sunday was like a little bit head scratching, because I think Anderson came in with a 4-run lead into the eighth inning, and it was like, well, this could be a save situation. So why is Anderson throwing the eighth? But I didn't really buy into the Garcia one, even though I do like the idea of Jarlin the Marlin being a closer.
By the way, Gray, before we go any further, Jeff Passan of ESPN reports Jesus Aguilar has been traded to the Rays.
That's actually a good get for the Rays. Jose Aguilar was one of those guys who I think no one fully believed the 2018 season, but also, on the other hand, I don't think people thought he was going to fall off this bad. So it's kind of like the Rays are getting a reclamation project in Aguilar. And it could be, maybe Jesus will rise again. I think there's a chance here that the Rays could have got themselves a cheap, if nothing else, they got themselves a platoon first baseman.
Right, exactly.
To go along with all the rest of their guys. But best case scenario could be a really good case scenario where Aguilar just gets into some, he gets into like a DH first base platoon and just has like a solid second half with power. I don't know. I like that. I like it for the Rays, and I like it for Aguilar with at worst AL only. At best, I think that actually could have some mixed league uptick in value.
Greg, do you think Shaw's the first baseman now? Is that the plan? You think that's
I love this is like embarrassing, but Travis Shaw was my preseason NL MVP.
I liked him too. I have him in a lot of leagues.
I was so close, and I just should have said Yelich. I was on the right team, just the totally wrong player. I think Thames has been good enough where I think at worst Shaw and Thames are going to platoon. Yeah. I don't think Shaw's just going to have the job and hand it. I don't think they're going to hand it to Shaw, but he could potentially come out of nowhere and have like a solid second half and be worthwhile for all shallower mixed leagues. I still believe in Travis Shaw. I think, you know, sometimes a guy gets into a slump and then, you know, that self-propagates with like him throwing, like him chasing bad pitches, and like one thing leads to another, and like a 1-for-15 slump becomes a 2-for-200 slump, and it's like, wow, we need to send him down to the minors. Travis Shaw is the worst thing that's ever happened to baseball. But he's back now, and I could potentially see it. You know, like, I think Travis Shaw is now a shallower mixed league guy, whereas before I would have been like, nah, he's not even worth it. Now I could see Travis Shaw being a flyer for mixed leagues.
I would in 10 and 12s. I would probably just grab both the guys. I forgot about Thames. You're right. So I would grab Thames and I would grab Shaw just to see. I mean, right now, yeah. I mean, you lose nothing. They're guaranteed playing time now with Aguilar not there. And honestly, I don't know that this does much to Aguilar, Gray, because you hit it on the head. Like, Tampa Bay, no matter what they're going to do, they're going to platoon this dude. Like, no matter
what. Well, that's what they're going to do. Well, yeah. Kevin Cash is like, his like platooning is cash nip. That's going on there. I mean, there's never been a player he hasn't seen that he wouldn't platoon. He is like trying to get Joe Maddon's love. Like, he's trying to get daddy's love in platooning every single player. So you would have to think Hyman Choi is like at least a bench bat. So he's there. They have Nate Lowe. They got B Lowe. They have Bruce. Yeah. They have so many guys that could potentially play for. Oh, and even they were working Travis d'Arnaud into first base.
That's
platoon.
True.
So they have so many guys that could potentially play first that it gets a little tricky saying that Jesus Aguilar is suddenly some sort of, he's going to suddenly find himself again. But on the other hand, it is worth the flyer because you never know. I mean, he could potentially, find himself. So we'll right. see. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, though.
Yeah. By the way, someone else that will be available in our NL league who, you know, we'll all be passing on is Jacob Berea is going from Tampa to Milwaukee. So I don't know, Gray. I'll probably, not be interested in that. But it feels like a dump a little bit of Aguilar, honestly. It feels like Milwaukee just got him out of there to open up playing time and maybe platoon the two guys we just talked about. Interesting. So,
The Brewers are really, like, the Brewers, I would say, have really misplayed a lot of hands in that, like, they basically dumped Aguilar now. They basically dumped Domingo Santana. And they had so many bats that they could have turned into major league ready arms. Now, I know Jordan Lyles, went over there earlier this week, but he's like, he had like a 9+ ERA over the last 9 starts, I think. He's not someone who is really like, they're going to plug into their rotation and suddenly get something great from. Their rotation's been an obvious weakness for them in the entire year. It's kind of surprising that they're still sitting on like Zach Davies, Gio Gonzalez as their 1-2 guys, which is, it's kind of pathetic to have. Your rotation is basically one guy who got dumped by the Yankees and another guy who's Zach Davies. Enough said.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, let's thank you for giving me all your time today, Gray. It's going to be a wild day, I think, for a lot of us here. I'm sure over at Razzball.com when it's all over, you guys will be covering it as well. And also, it's been fun knocking out the Razz Bowl. How's that going? It seems like a lot of people are really heavily involved. We got about a minute to go, by the way, before we got a break.
There's been a great turnout. For people who don't know, it is a expert. It's a regular Joe's versus Pros fantasy football best ball league. being held over at the NFFC. It's been great though. I'm really happy with the turnout. Everyone's been awesome. It's been cool. So yeah, I'm glad you're involved. I'm glad so many people are involved. It's really cool.
All right, awesome, Gray. Well, listen, we'll keep an eye on the rest of the day for sure, and then we'll check back next week. We'll talk some more football and some baseball as well. Thanks again for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Gray Albright with us. Razzball.com. The Razz Bowl is underway. I've been tweeting out some of my picks, some of my fantasy football picks, but on this show today, we are sticking mostly to the baseball conversation. Coming up next, we'll play our little game of You Make the Call. Also, don't forget, you can listen to this show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the FNTSY app, also audiobaboom.com, Stitcher, live on iHeartRadio, and most importantly, if you are listening to the show, make sure, without a doubt, you guys got to do this for me, make sure, without a doubt, you like and subscribe to the show, essentially listening to it as a podcast. And so, therefore, it gets sent to you every single day, and you can listen to the program on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's how we do it here on the show. It's a wild day. It's the trade deadline. Jeff Passan just broke another big one here, that the Milwaukee Brewers are now sending away Jesus Aguilar, the guy who had such a good year for them last year, and he's gone. So, Tampa Bay Rays, you got them. Season-long fantasy football drafts are in full swing. Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package with the best math-based season-long projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts provide dynasty season-long betting, best ball, and draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. You can save 10% at rotoexperts.com with promo code FNTSY. That is 10% off with promo code FNTSY, the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com. What we'll do is we'll take a quick timeout here on the show. We'll come back. We got our You Make the Call. We'll update you on other trades happening in fantasy and reality. Looks like a busy deadline. We'll have more for you when you return right after this break. Don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
The Morning Line.
The Yankee fans thought that Bauer or Stroman or Syndergaard were going to be available. That's it. It's not. Trevor Bauer is on his way to the Cincinnati Reds. Love the trade from the Reds' perspective because I think they got some arms now. They've got some pieces there in Cincinnati. That pitching staff for Cincinnati just got a whole lot better with Trevor Bauer. You traded one lunatic in Yasiel Puig and you got another one in Trevor Bauer.
Weekdays 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here on the show, 1240 on the East Coast. And we'll be here till 2 o'clock. Kind of a wild day, it looks like, for the trade deadline here. We're live on the air during the time that it's going on. Better to be on, by the way, now than at 4 o'clock. I don't even know that I could function doing a live radio show right at 4. Like, with everything happening and all of the trades and all of the moves. So, either way, it's a fun day. It is, it's a day where, you know, leagues can be won and lost. Now, like, there's a couple of things that I wanted to talk about in fantasy real quick before we get to You Make the Call. I'm still a proponent, even though there's interleague, of when you're playing in these AL-onlys or NL-onlys, that when a player gets traded, you lose them. I'm still a proponent of that. Like, you draft a player like Jesus Aguilar on the Brewers, now he's on the Rays, and you're playing in an NL-only league, and even in my format of, like, Tout Wars, I'm able to keep the player. Like, I don't agree. Like, I shouldn't be able to keep the player. He's not playing on Milwaukee. I drafted the player on Milwaukee. He's playing in a different league with a different team. There are a lot of people who don't agree with me, and they say, well, you should be able to keep him. But that's just kind of part of the strategy, I think. And so from my perspective, this probably helps me being an Aguilar owner with him going to the Rays. Honestly, he just wasn't doing much. He was better the last month in Milwaukee, but I don't see any scenario where he's worse. It's just crazy, though. Baseball's crazy, man. Think about how good Aguilar was last year. 30 home runs, 31 home runs. And then nothing. April, May, June, just a complete bust. Maybe Tampa Bay sees something there. That's the, whenever the Rays make a trade, you have to look at it and think that there's something going on because they tend to find the best out of players and know how to use them very well. I think the term that Gray used was cashnip, Kevin Cash, cashnip. And he's right. They just platoon guys constantly. They don't make really for great fantasy players, but they make great reality players. And when you're on a low payroll, I think it's a great idea. I think other teams should kind of do what Tampa Bay does. It doesn't make them exciting. It doesn't make them interesting. They play in a park that nobody calls good. But I do think that for me, I don't think there's any doubt. I think Aguilar gets a little bit of a boost. I think so far all of the players that have been traded get boosts. Like, I'm looking at it now and thinking, like, who gets a negative from where they're going? Bauer, thumbs up for Cincinnati. Tougher park for sure, but you get to face the pitcher. It's the NL. So Bauer, thumbs up, I think. Franmil Reyes, got to be thumbs up. He's going to play every day in good Cleveland offense. Better park than Petco, right? That's an up. Puig, I mean, at the very least, will maintain. I don't think it'll be worse. It's very rare that we'll have a trade deadline with virtually so far up until we're approaching 1 o'clock Eastern, where all the deals that are being done have positive outcomes for the players that you have. But going back to what I was saying before, if you're going to make players we call them mono leagues, AL only, NL only, that's like the industry term for them. Now, how does this make any sense? If we're going to make players available to be picked up when they get traded over from the AL to the NL, let's say you're playing in an NL league, All of a sudden, they become available on the waiver wire. Why are the guys that we have that are traded still available to us? And they're not in our league anymore. It doesn't make any sense. Why is that the rule? I don't get it. Now, it's going to benefit me this year because with so many players being traded, I'm going to have an opportunity to add some guys. But I don't think that should be a rule. I think you should lose the guy. That's the way I've always played in my NL home league. And by the way, I'm going to be kicked in the you-know-what from this. I'm in the money. I'm in second place. But guess what? I got Franmil Reyes. He's got 27 home runs. Done. I'm finished. I got nothing. And by the way, no one to pick up off the waiver wire. I got three outfielders on my NL team, my home league team. Think about this. Imagine having Nick Markakis, Franmil Reyes, and Harrison Bader this week. Done, done, and done. Who am I picking up? Charlie Culberson? Jose Osuna? Cesar Puello? I got nothing. But that's part of the game. It's part of the strategy. Luckily, I've had a good offensive season in that league where Ozzy Albies and now Paul Goldschmidt's picked it up and Pete Alonso. Yeah, like I'm okay. You know, I did some decent things to put me in the spot. But imagine thinking that your fantasy leagues were done a week ago. Imagine thinking that. Imagine going all in and just saying, forget it, I'm in fourth and I'm going to start doing best ball football. Imagine that. You can't quit. Not yet. Maybe next week you can. Maybe if this didn't work out, this is it. Like, yeah, quit next week if that's what you want to do. But how could you quit now? You take that risk that crazy things can happen and guys can switch leagues, change leagues, and change the outcomes of your team. I kind of had a feeling that this was going to happen. No deadline on the 31st of August, only on July 31st. And so you could kind of foresee these wild things happening, and they're definitely happening today, that's for sure. Okay, well, there was a big trade, including a big fight yesterday, so we still got plenty to get to here on the show. We got to go step by step here. Let's touch on the trade last night, Indians, Reds, Padres, and it's time to play our game where you guys to decide. You make the call.
You make the call.
Hello!
All right, welcome back. A little You Make the Call. Craig Mish back with you here. All right, now here's what I want you to do. Go to @FNTSY Radio, @Craig Mish. We're going to get this posted. Sean will put it up there for you. And we want to vote on the three-way trade that happened yesterday in baseball, last night, okay? So here is the question. And again, no one really knows who wins or loses these trades until 6 months, a year, 2 years from now. But your initial thought on the deal. Who won the three-way trade between the Indians, the Reds, and the Padres? And I'm only going to throw, for now, the big leaguers out there, and also Taylor Trammell, who was the main piece going back to San Diego. But here you go. The Indians, they got a couple prospects, but they also got Franmil Reyes, Yasiel Puig. Okay, so that's who they got. The Reds end up getting Trevor Bauer. That's choice two. And choice three, the Padres end up getting Taylor Trammell, essentially for trading Franmil Reyes. Okay? And this may be more about who lost the trade, but let's touch on who won the three-way trade today. Indians, Reds, Padres, you guys vote right now. And you can vote. You make the call. And tell me who you think ended up winning the three-way trade. You vote right now. Vote early. Vote often. And we'll have the result a little bit later in the show. All right, let's take a look at the baseball schedule for today. And let's kind of go through it here. Taking a look at the Major League Baseball schedule for this Wednesday. And I think there's a couple of intriguing games with players that could get traded. Let's start off with the Braves and Nationals today. Atlanta at Washington. And so far, Adam Duvall has done it again, as Gray mentioned. Wow, Adam Duvall has come up and just started slugging. Seven games, 17 at-bats, three home runs, five runs driven in. Something has absolutely clicked from him since he's been in the minor leagues. Duvall hit the home run off Aníbal Sánchez, who's thrown two and a third, five hits, two earned runs, one walk, one strikeout. Juan Soto was homeward for the Nationals, to me probably the most underrated player in baseball. And Soto's one for one with that solo shot, his 20th, 70 RBIs too. Mike Soroka gave up the home run, Braves 2, Nationals 1. Bottom of the first inning, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. And wouldn't you know, for the Cincinnati Reds, after all that craziness yesterday, Jesse Winker led off the game with a home run. And Cincinnati has taken a 1-0 lead in the game. In terms of lineups, the Reds more or less have their regular lineup out there. I don't see anything significant. And for Pittsburgh, Corey Dickerson is not playing, so we'll have to keep an eye on see what happens with him today. For Pittsburgh, Josh Bell is in there. Reynolds, Melky Cabrera, he could be a trade candidate. He's in left field. Colin Moran, Newman to short. Elias Diaz behind the plate. Okay, so nothing crazy there. Diamondbacks and Yankees. Yankees are looking to add a pitcher. Also, they're going to have to figure out what to do without Luke Voit. Is Giancarlo Stanton playing this year? Like, what's going on? Is Stanton going to come back and play at some point? That would be a good thing for them. Zach Greinke clearly not going anywhere if he pitches today against the Yankees. Greinke's 10-4 with a 2.87. Masahiro Tanaka, 7-6 with a 4.79. Royals and Blue Jays. Junis and Wagispack are the starters. The Blue Jays have some scuttle going on with Aaron Sanchez. Maybe they end up moving him. It looks like Whit Merrifield is staying in Kansas City. That's a 1:15 Eastern start. Dodgers and Rockies, Hyunjin Ryu and Germán Márquez. Good pitching matchup. Ryu 11-2 with a 1.74. Rockies 10-5 with a 4.88. We haven't really heard much from LA or Colorado in terms of trade. Almost nothing. My guess is we'll hear something soon. Tigers and Angels today. Daniel Norris 2-8 with a 4.89. The Angels today are starting Jose Suarez. He is 2-1 with a 5.35 run average. Detroit's talk would be moving Shane Green, Nick Castellanos. Giants and Phillies. Jeff Samardzija against Vince Velasquez. 7:05 Eastern start. Will San Francisco move Madison Bumgarner? Seems like, at least according to reports, it's like a 50-50 type thing. Philly added Jason Vargas. They've done virtually nothing else, and they are six games over 500. They're clearly in the wild card chase. Giants seem to be falling back a little bit. Twins and Marlins tonight. Jose Berríos, the ace for the Twins, on the mound against Sandy Alcantara. Twins are 24 games over 500. They added Romo a few days ago. The Marlins have been fielding some trade calls, but Romo's been their only deal. Will Minnesota try and counterpunch Cleveland by adding something today? We'll see. Rays and Red Sox. We would, of course, expect Boston to add a bullpen arm before 4 o'clock Eastern. Kittredge starts for the Rays, and they have Jesus Aguilar now on their team. Rick Porcello starts for Boston. Astros and Indians. Urquidy starts for Houston. He's 1-0 with a 4.26. Probably his final start, Jose Urquidy, because they'll pick up a pitcher. Zach Plesac, who's pitched very well for Cleveland, 5-3 with a 3.10 ERA, and this will probably be the debut tonight of Puig in the outfield for them. 8:05 Eastern, Mariners and Rangers. Seattle hasn't announced a starter. Also, the trade rumors are surrounding Mike Leake. Maybe he could get dealt. Texas traded Chris Martin yesterday. Mike Minor starts apparently for Texas unless he's dealt as well. Mets and White Sox. Looks like the Mets are trying to stay in this thing. Jacob DeGrom goes against Lucas Giolito. The Mets still have Edwin Diaz potentially on the block. The White Sox have Alex Colome on the block. We'll see. Cubs and Cardinals. Cardinals moved into first place alone last night. They have Miles Michaelis tonight against Kyle Hendricks. Cubs added Eric Sogard. They added David Phelps. Nothing significant for them. And then, of course, the Brewers tonight finish off against the Athletics. They'll give Jordan Lyles his first start tonight at Oakland. Oakland is 14 game over 500. And Oakland, surprisingly, only with the Jake Diekman trade, I would assume that they'll probably get more involved in the deadline as we go. We'll take a quick timeout. We got the best of the first hour. Then we'll hit on the second hour of the show. Bernie Pleskoff will join us here. Plenty more to get to around the trade deadline. Also, Mitch Garver, I talked to him yesterday from the Minnesota Twins. Don't go away. More fantasy sports today coming up in just a couple of minutes, and I'll be right back.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Game time decisions.
See, the LA Clippers are talking about changing their name.
Yeah.
They probably should, too. The Clippers is a crappy name. Let's be real. What is a Clipper?
Yeah.
I'll ask you first, Kev.
It could be two things. Either a type of storm, and a Clipper is also a ship. Am I right, Philip?
My guess would have been the ship. Columbus Clippers, Yankee, longtime farm team, San Diego Clippers. It's a coastal town. I'm going to go with the ship on this one.
Ding, ding, ding. You're both correct.
Watch live weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. So let's kind of prioritize the players in fantasy that are out there right now. For mixed leagues, there's really hasn't been anything crazy yet. I guess, a new closer in Miami. You mentioned Martin getting some saves in Atlanta. But again, by the time 4 o'clock comes, Greg, that could change. So I guess for now, we're looking at, from a season-long perspective, the AL and NL moves. The AL moves are pretty simple at this point. You just named the two players. If you have a shot at either Puig or Franmil, you pick one, I guess, based on home runs or steals. I'm not sure. And then you have your choice in the NL coming this week, Gray, with, at the very least, two pitchers in Stroman and Trevor Bauer. So let's walk some people through that, how you're figuring into that in the equation, AL and NL.
But you mentioned briefly, I know you're a Marlins guy, and you mentioned briefly the Marlins bullpen. So for my own greedy information, who is the closer? Is it Garcia? It's so confusing.
I think that Anderson will get the most opportunities, but I would say that, for example, when I'll give you an example. In a week and a half from now, the Dodgers go to Miami, and they got Bellinger, right? They got all these lefties, Jock Peterson, whatever. I could see the Marlins using a lefty in the ninth when lefties are there. But for the most part, and you know this from Don Mattingly in the past, Gray, Don Mattingly just has trouble using different guys, man. Like, he just loves his closer, you know? Like, he always just goes to the same dude in the ninth inning. So I think Anderson is the guy, unless he gets traded today.
Yeah, no, I agree. I thought so too. It's just his usage in the game on Sunday was like a little bit head scratching because I think Anderson came in with a 4-run lead into the 8th inning and it was like, well, this could be a save situation. So why is Anderson throwing the 8th? But I didn't really buy into the Garcia one, even though I do like the idea of Jarlin the Marlin being a closer.
By the way, before we go any further, Jeff Passan of ESPN reports Jesus Aguilar has been traded to the Rays.
That's actually a good get for the Rays. You know, like Jose Aguilar was one of those guys who I think no one fully believed the 2018 season, but also on the other hand, I don't think people thought he was going to fall off this bad. So it's kind of like the Rays are getting a reclamation project in Aguilar, and it could be, maybe Jesus will rise again.
And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number 2, if you're listening live, or if you're listening on demand. This is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.